States has a name. After the first interview, you have one square after the first interviewee, if you're looking. And that interviewee, after one interview, would be your top candidate. Then when you have the second interview, there are two boxes available, and you would rank the two interviews that you have as one or two. If you get to the third candidate, you will see there are three boxes, and you will rank the candidates one, two, three. And by the time you finish on the fourth candidate, you will have all the candidates ranked in the order that that you had considered them earlier. So any questions on the ranking sheet?
Didn't we use a similar process a few months ago?
I thought the same.
Sorry. No, I think we understand.
Yeah.
So then our first candidate is Craig Baltimore.
Good to see you again.
Mr. Baltimore, welcome. And you believe are the most important attributes of a school board member?
Well, the role of the Board of Education, I see it as similar to my experience working at the national level on Board of Directors for the Masonry Society, which writes national code, building code for masonry. And in that sense, the board sets global policy and vision for, I'm going to flip back now, for the school district. So that's what the board does. And then the board has many facets of which to help guide them in that. And that's why the board is made up of many people, because when you're talking about a school district, one person's vision might not be wide enough. And so if we have many people out there, then hopefully with many views, the school district will be head in the correct direction. And so there are all the other inputs to it. There's staff when questions and issue information needs to be provided, and issues that the board can't attend to all the time. It's one of the reasons why the superintendent's there, decisions and carry on the goals of the board. So the board is, as I see it, it is the school system. It's what the people of the school system want the school system to be. And that's the first part of your question now. Refresh me in the second part.
What do you believe are the most important attributes of a school board member?
Being able to listen. And then not just acknowledge, but to consider the input, not just of the fellow board members, but of the people on this end of the microphone, and putting your ego aside. Okay, we are here for the students. That's what I would keep to the forefront when I think about how the board should steer the direction of the school district, the students, not me, not some other person or some other facet, but listen, consider the students, and then, get yourselves just one top-notch school district.
Thank you.
Is there a specific issue or issues which motivated you to seek this position? And if so, what are they? Or is it?
A specific issue? No, myself and my wife echoes this also. We believe in serving our community and being a part of our community. My little motto, if you want to call it that, is that if you don't vote, you can't complain. And so the school board is a place where I think I can offer my assistance. Again, I've had experience with board of directors, lots of rules and regulations which we have to follow, but at the same time, you've got to develop for the Masonry Society, you got to develop a building code that is still usable. So even though you have all these rules and regulations and liabilities, the bottom line is, can it be functional? And so I won't have to worry about that. And so I can offer in a volunteer position. If I forced to answer that, I'd have to say that sometimes I see administrative issues kind of overseeing the student issues. And it's not one big specific thing. Again, if I was forced to say that, actually I see a school board that actually functions pretty darn well, and I'd like to be part of it. So, and I would, again, know that the rules and regulations are there and you work within it. I have sat on the wastewater board here in Los Osos, and there's many unique issues, and there's lots of rules and regulations that need to be followed, but in the bottom line, can what's important be met? So there really is no driving issue. I'm not here to do X, Y, or Z. I'm here to keep going with what I see. I don't anticipate anything difficult. Enjoy, this is what I like. I like working with people, getting towards a goal. And when a person puts aside their ego, this is how it's done and this is how it should be done and we will go this way, you don't enjoy or see the fruits of the process. Meaning, I was sergeant arms in a fraternity long, long time ago. 120 guys, okay?
Did that involve SWATs? I'm just curious.
No extra questions.
And it usually involved fines, monetary fines. But 120 guys, we had all sorts from the spectrum, without getting descriptive, you know, about 20 guys on one end, 20 guys on the other, and 80 guys in the middle. And the thing was, is how do you get the house to function? You know, what's the goal? Well, the goal is to have a whole lot of avenues for a college-age man to have available to him. And so during our time, we won Greek Week, which was a competition throughout the whole year amongst all the fraternities, and making sure that if we were going in the direction, I wouldn't stop it. Because just because I wouldn't do it that way doesn't mean we weren't going in the right direction. So as a person in charge of the rules and regulations, the goal, the end line, was what was there. And just because I would, you know, say, no, first we have to set out all these, you know, and enumerate and then assign, and this somebody leading us says, no, I just want to take five guys and we'll do it. And so what I look forward to is working with people that do things differently than what I do. At the same time, if they say, hey, Craig, I want you to take the lead on this, I have no problem doing that either. And so that's what's exciting with working with boards, is that seeing a goal, everybody agreeing on a goal. Sorry, my little North Carolina. Everybody agreeing on that goal, and then taking, you know, just a bunch of different ways to get there. And then you sit back and go, well, dog, I never thought of that. That was pretty cool how they got there. Or else, you know, I took the lead on it and got to the goal, and, you know, thank you for letting me do it. I'm glad to work with you. Difficulties,
You're right. We do have a good board. My question is, please give specific examples of how you have worked with others on a major project. And I think you've given a couple, and if you would like to expand those or mention some others.
Yeah, I've led a church in building a new church. And many churches, funds are always tight. And my background, I'm a licensed structural engineer. I teach architectural engineering at Cal Poly. And so the goal was to get a new church built with these amount of funds. And with input, we were able to do that on a smaller scale. The local church that I'm a member of here, they wanted to remodel their youth room, their youth building, I should say. And they had a budget of $50,000. And everybody had lots of input. And I just listened to it. And I said, well, what's important? What's your goals? And then they expressed their concerns and their goals. And I said, okay. Now then, from a building standpoint, I said, up front, though, we need certain documents, and they need to be done well. And so you have to put in the effort and the time and the money for those. And if you put those in, everything else will follow. And we were, it worked out. It worked out. I think the youth center has gone along swimmingly. It's going to open up here on schedule. They tell me on budget. But I was just the upfront person to the people who actually were handling the process. They didn't know anything about the building industry. So they came to me up front and said, you know, we want to do this. Can we do it? I said, well, you know, don't know. But we have to, again, what's our goals? What's important? What are you going to do? Let's enumerate everything. And then tell me your resources. And it worked out fine. So churches are diverse people. And it's basically when you get people to buy in at the front of a project, when you have a diverse group and you get everybody to buy in, and the way to get people to buy in is to talk with them, to listen to the competitive. But again, on my team, I have sat the star outfielder down because the star outfielder didn't agree to the team rules. And so the successes specifically are, and they've been personal level, not just with groups. In L.A., had a fantastic career as a structural engineer, and my wife and I said, you know, quality of life. Picked up and moved to North Carolina. Yeah, that was, excuse me, that was, but it worked out well. I mean, from North Carolina, I went to Kansas, and at Kansas, you know, one of the memories I always like to tell is that I got a phone call, 12 o'clock, from my daughter. She's going, Daddy, it's snowing. And at that time, I was working at Kansas State, about 10 minutes away from home. Can we go sledding? Yeah, don't have class for another 2 hours. So I went home and went sledding for a half hour and then went back to school. And that's what we decided a long time ago, leaving L.A., was to allow us those opportunities. And so and I was talking and communicating with my wife to understand afford us the, what we decided was, that was a long time ago, 94, about leaving Los Angeles and reaping those rewards. So that's another specific. And the big governing, if I can use the word rule for that, is you get people to buy in up front, and you get them to buy in by talking and listening, getting their input. And when you get that, good things happen.
Craig, how will you foster a climate of trust not only on the board but throughout the community and the district? You've answered this repeatedly, but pick out something that you'd like to maybe restate.
Oh, foster trust. Try to do what I say. And therefore, try not to, even though I talk a lot, try not to promise too much. Because honestly, I believe that your word is one of the things that nobody can take from you, but you can sure as heck throw it away. So just be honest and do what you say. And that's pretty to restate it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But
Okay.
That's you know, just try.
Yeah.
The best we can do is to try our best. And then if we do that, that's all anybody can ask of us.
That's a fine answer. Chris?
Do you have any specific ideas on how to ensure that the board, administration, and faculty remain fully committed to student welfare in decision making?
I'd have to say I'd be welcome if I was selected to fill the spot to hear what everybody else has to say on that. And I definitely get guidance in that. So, be honest. I'm not coming in with specific past experience with school boards, but with the type of administrative hierarchy that I do have.
Okay, and then that completes the questions that we were prepared to ask you.
Okay.
But it falls to me to wrap it up by saying, would you like to make a closing remark on your behalf? Is there anything you'd like to tell us about yourself or anything else that might help us to make a decision?
Yeah, just real quick. Again, Craig Baltimore. I'm a professor at Cal Poly in architectural engineering. We are at Cal Poly essentially undergraduates, so we see students straight out of high school. I currently have, or my two daughters are in elementary school, and so I get to see what goes on in elementary school. And so I have a broad canvas that I get to see every day, day in, day out, of how the school system is working. And I think that's, at least in my life right now, a unique perspective. I have them in elementary school, when I'm teaching at college undergraduate level. And so with that, coupled with my experience, board of directors, national code writing agency, I feel quite comfortable that I can really be a asset or help the board in their goals and future of the board and the school district, the students. So I'd be excited if I were selected. But again, I have confidence in the board that no matter who you select, it'll work. It'll be the right one.
Mr. Baltimore, thank you. The board thanks you, and the children mm-hmm. thank you for your interest in serving.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Craig, what grade are your kids? Just out of curiosity.
Okay, they will be going into first and fifth.
First and fifth.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's kind of nice. Just relax.
Did we draw lines?
For the questions.
I thought we were doing alphabetical.
No, I don't know how they just made it.
Okay, the hot seat.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for your interest in serving on the district's governing board. The first question falls to me. What do you see as the role of a Board of Education? What do you believe are the most important attributes of a school board member?
The Board of Education is primarily for policy setting rather than micromanaging the day-to-day operations of the district, and also to ensure the financial stability of the district. The board hires the superintendent, evaluates the superintendent, sets compensation, and then creates a climate of support for the administration and guidance of the higher administration so that the district moves in the direction of the goals and the policies set by the board. And with respect to the community, the board's role is to receive input from the community about what kind of schools they want and to process that fairly. Listen, evaluate, and try to implement the community's vision for its schools, although the board has a responsibility to act independently of the community sometimes. It does need to really be in touch with the community because the board members are elected and they are to represent their various communities. I think one of the interesting things about this board is that it's elected in a trustee area or appointed in a trustee area as the case of tonight, but each board member really serves the entire district because the voters from both trustee areas vote on every trustee. So even though we reside in one trustee area or another, we really need to be responsive to the whole district as various communities included in it. So those in San Luis still need to know what's going on in Los Osos and Morro Bay and vice versa. So I guess the board's main function is the link between the community and the administration and to set the direction for the district and to ensure that it is stable and at the same time forward-looking.
Thank you.
Patty, is there a specific issue or issues which motivated you to seek this position? And if so, what would they be or are they?
There's no one narrow issue because I'm very satisfied with the education that my daughters received in the elementary and the middle schools and in the high school. Although I think that the area where I would be most interested in seeing the board continue its work is with the secondary schools and making sure that the schools prepare students for the world of work as well as for the college prep, which so many of them are going to need. I was looking back at the statement of the mission and the strategic policies and visions that the board adopted in 2002 to 2003, and reminding myself of the key initiatives. And they really revolved around at-risk students and secondary school experience, as well as the revenue issue, which isn't as key now. So I think I would be most interested in continuing the process of moving the district in the direction of some of these key initiatives, and particularly with secondary learning, to make sure that while we're bringing up the test scores at our high schools and also the middle schools, and while they're getting recognition for their strict academic achievement, that we're also looking in a broader sense at whether they're preparing kids for life. I think the other thing that's of interest to me is to continue the process of making the district stable into the future financially, in the sense that if something happens in Sacramento that kind of pulls the rug out from underneath the district, that as much has been done as is possible to ensure a revenue stream that's independent of Sacramento. And I think there's still more work to be done with the district's surplus sites, and make sure that they're bringing in what revenue they can, consistent with the need to keep those sites available for the future in case they are needed for school sites again. And I just enjoy the process of working with the board looking ahead. So nothing too specific, but those are the broad areas that I would think would be of interest.
What do you anticipate will be difficult about working with this board, and what do you expect to enjoy?
I enjoy most of it. I think the hardest thing usually is expulsions. The board meetings themselves are not particularly difficult because there's a rhythm in terms of how the year goes, and I'm familiar with that rhythm with the budget and with, you know, study sessions and so forth. And I like the chemistry of the board and the way the board works together. But the hardest thing is always the expulsions, because you don't know the children that well when they come to you, and you don't get to follow them afterwards usually. And so you don't know whether you've done the right thing. There's really sort of this sense that you get a moment in time where you look at this child who's in crisis, and you try and do what any parent does, which is just figure out how to help them, but also impress upon them the need for consequences. And I think it's hard when you're not able to see whether your decisions really turned out well.
Thank you.
Please give specific examples of how you have worked with others on major projects.
Okay. And the school board, one of the biggest projects that I worked on was the budget reductions that we made in 2002 to 2003. We made one series in the previous year, and we did not play as active a role that year. But by the second year of budget cuts, I thought the board worked really well together in taking feedback from the community and making decisions that really shaped the future of the district. And that was definitely something that the group did as a whole. And I don't know if the community knows how much the board actually was making decisions even that night, based on all the information that had come in and the testimony and the last minute details about the various parts of the district. So I think that was an example of a group working really well together with the community, with the administration, and with the other board members. The other thing recently for me was a campaign, and that too was something that put me out into the community, and it was an opportunity to work with a team, you know, a campaign team, but also to go out to various groups and find out what their concerns are for the future of the county with respect to land use and growth and that sort of thing. So that was a very recent teamwork. And then family, you know, family's a team. So working with my daughter and my husband to make decisions about our future and her future, that's another type of situation that maybe is helpful for the student discipline kind of thing, where you try and figure out how to deal with consequences with your kids. Also, I think probably in various jobs I've had, there have been team situations with law and with teaching when I was a teacher. So others farther back, but I gave you the most recent ones.
Thank you.
I don't know if this question is appropriate for you. How will you foster? I'm sorry. I thought it was on. Yes, it is on. I'm sorry, I just didn't have it close enough. How will you foster a climate of trust throughout the with the board and the community and the district?
I think it's important that when community members come to the board with a problem, for example, the Title IX situation, the board listen and communicate honestly back. And sometimes the board is able to take a very adversarial situation like that, where people are ready to sue the district, and turn it around and get some of those people to become supporters of the district just by really listening to the problem and then doing the investigation to see, you know, if there is fire where there was smoke, and then get back to the people honestly about what you can do and what you can't do. sometimes there are things the board doesn't know about in the district. And we need to be informed. Board members need to be informed by those people that come to the meetings. So people will come if they feel that the board really listens honestly and takes action. I think it's important for the board to pay attention during public comment and, when possible, to get back to the people that have made the public comments, either by referring them to someone in the administration that can help them or by personally responding to their calls or their letters. Because if the board doesn't answer the community, they'll stop coming, and then the board won't really have the fullest picture of what's happening in the district. Also, it's good for board members to get out. You know, they don't do just the job here at the board table, but get out to the school sites, get out to different meetings, and to ask people questions about how things are going. Just open-ended questions sometimes, and you'll find out what's going on in different places. So it's partially what you do at the board table, and it's partially just being available in the community. And sometimes it means when someone stops you in the grocery store, you really engage in a conversation with them.
Patty, do you have any specific ideas on how to ensure that the board, administration, and faculty remain fully committed to student welfare in decision making?
That's a really tough question. Because I think one of the hardest things as a board member, especially as your children are getting older, is that you don't have quite as much contact with the kids. And it's important to have the students come to the board meetings and to let us know what's going on. But you've got to do more than that. You've got to really get to the school sites, I think, and talk to them, because when your kids are younger, you're just automatically there, picking them up, dropping them off, talking to their teachers, and you get a real hands-on sense of what the issues are. But as your kids get older, they push you back a little bit. So I think you have to work harder to remind yourself what it's like to be a student. And I find that the teachers are not going to forget that, because the teachers have the most day-to-day contact with the students. The administration, you know, is there with the kids too. But for board members, it does take an effort to remember what it's like to be in their shoes and to get out there, because so much of being a board member is business and policy and sort of abstract decisions. I think this board does a good job on it, though. I mean, just at random, I'm thinking of certain decisions that have been made. And I can remember when we were talking about the, what if there was an emergency at the school district, and talking about what we would do if we had to evacuate kids and get them out. And I can just remember us all visualizing what it would really be like to be a kid in case of emergency. And we can sit here, or adults can sit and formulate our policies of how those things are going to be handled. But if we don't really know what the kids are going to do in case of that emergency, those policies have no meaning. So the fact that there are parents on the board, I think, is good, and people who've been involved in education, and people from different segments of the community, so we remind each other what it really is like to be a student in the schools of our district. I don't know if that really answered it. I think that's an ongoing issue for any board member.
Well, Patty, that concludes the questions that we prepared for tonight. Would you like to make any closing remarks on your behalf? Is there anything about yourself that you'd like the board to know in making our decision tonight?
I guess the thing that I would speak to would be kind of a commitment that I would make to this board, that I would come back if I were appointed and not just sit there and sit out the term. I would be excited to be on the board again. And I chose not to run for my term when it was up because I got drafted to do something else, which was also exciting to me, which was land use. But after a couple months away from it, the prospect of coming back is exciting to me. And with the rest that I've had from being on the board, I think my energies would be positive and focused on what we can do. My daughter's going to be in the district for another year and a half, which is the length of this term, and I would like to see that through and see what we can do for secondary students as they're preparing to take that leap out into the world. And so it would be fun for me to be involved with the district as she's going through that last phase of her education, and it would be fun for me to be involved with these board members that I know and enjoy and respect. So I would look at it as not just filling a seat, but as a challenge that I would very much enjoy. So I take nothing for granted because I know you have other good candidates, and I appreciate the opportunity to reapply to come back to the board. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, the board and the children of the district, thank you for your interest.
Now, shall we leave, or is it okay for us to sit when we're finished?
Stay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. They were so gorgeous.
Never let him make you feel bad about no cookies.
Well, he had them. Robert said, you better take
That's
them.
That's the tragedy.
That's the tragedy.
That they would not
car?
Fulfill their raison d'etre.
No, I didn't even put them in the car. I'm sorry.
They can see that or not.
James Johnson. There you go.
Right. Okay. Good evening.
And good evening.
Mr.
You must
Johnson.
Not be too hard on him. I see that the other two have yet survived. So.
Well, you're a veteran. I've never this problem.
Well.
They're okay. Welcome and thank you for your interest in serving on the district's governing board.
Thank you for the opportunity.
First question falls to me, and it's twofold here. What do you see as the role of a Board of Education? Then what do you believe are the most important attributes of a school board member?
I hadn't really stopped to consider it. The first was, what is the role of the school board?
Role of a Board of Education, yes.
Okay. Well, I would see the Board of Education, if you're talking about the organization itself, as being the facility that, first of all, provides the instructors, the teachers, the facilities, goes out and lobbies for the funds, whether it's with the local government or state or federal government, and takes the responsibility for establishing program and administering those funds. Now, I'm not sure whether that's addressing the part of the question you had in mind or not, Marilyn. If not, please redirect me.
The Board of Education is the school board. Would your answer remain the same? The role of the school board?
Okay, the role of this school board, I would see, is providing guidance and having responsibility for approving any of the programs that are brought to them by the administration. I would see the administration as being essentially a staff function to a group of decision makers, and this is the board of decision makers. Does that fit better?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you believe are the most important attributes of a school board member?
Well, I think that a school board member needs to be in touch with the needs of the community they're representing. And I'm not real sure what mechanics you use to do that. But if indeed you're going to provide education to a student body, You've got to understand what the needs of that student body is, whether it's kindergarten or right on through high school, or even adult ed as it's completed downtown. Refresh me on the question again.
Okay. What do you believe are the most important attributes of a school board member?
You have to be analytical. You've got to be able to understand what it is that the community is looking for their students. You've got to be responsible. You've got to accept the fact that you're not going to please everybody, but you've got to acquire all the information you can. This should not become a personal or political position, but it's data gathering and decision making. Finger pointing is not going to get the job done. Understanding the problem, addressing the problem, applying appropriate resources, whether those resources are money, facilities, or teachers, instructors. And I think it's our job to ensure that those people that are hired and paid by the school or board are able to perform, meet the responsibility of their job.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there a specific issue or issues which motivated you to seek this position? And then, if so, what would those be or what would it be?
Well, the answer is a little oblique. I'm sorry for that, Chris, but I just feel a sense of responsibility in the community that people need to step up and spend their time. I've benefited from everybody else's work over the years. It may be my turn in the barrel, if you will. It's also true that my wife was a first grade teacher for 32 years and enjoyed that immensely. We were talking just earlier this evening that it's interesting how people seek out different areas of interest. As we would go to staff parties and whatnot around Christmas, she would encounter people she had known from years before, but they were off teaching high school. And once they realized what the two were doing, one would say to the other, "We get the job done." But that's a part of where I'm coming from. I have no political ambitions in serving with the school board. Unfortunately, previous exposure to school board was not all positive because they did not seem to be that in touch with their community. And that's something that I would like to ensure does not happen here, whether I'm on the school board or not. If I'm on the board, then I have an opportunity to actually be a part of the solution. Otherwise, I'll point out the problem.
Mr. Johnson,
yes,
what do you anticipate will be difficult about working with this board, and what do you expect to enjoy?
I don't know enough about the board to anticipate what the greater problems would be, other than the generic run. Not enough money, not enough teachers, not enough teachers coming into the pool to be selected. Not enough students to generate enough revenue out of the state on whatever the current per-student rate is. They're not unique to this board. They're endemic to every board out there.
So
perfect qualification.
Being able to exchange ideas, to understand the process better, to represent those students that comprise the district, that's where the satisfaction will come from. I retired from IBM years ago. I'm certainly not doing it for money. As you know, there is no money for your position. I don't need it as a source of income or anything of that nature. I can simply do it for the satisfaction if there is any to be had. And that's the motivation.
There is $230 a month, something like that.
I didn't know that.
That's
still not enough.
I didn't know
to motivate
that when
me.
I ran either. That was a surprise to me.
Get all the satisfaction you want.
That's the more valuable part.
Mr. Johnson, first of all, I'd just like to go on record as saying I think first grade is the perfect grade for students. I wish you could freeze them there. Now my official question. Please give specific examples of how you have worked with others on a major project.
again, Walt, I'm not real sure where that question is going, but I
want to see if you're
sharing the money is accounted for. We lived in a community up in the Bay Area that was 500 homes in a private development. So while most locations will have a homeowners association, ours was a great deal more because we had road maintenance and everything else that went on within the. I was president of that twice and on the board for 8 or 9 years. And that's not always, well, it was never as bad as what Heritage Ranch has gotten to be, but it can still be a little contentious at times because, again, out of 500, you're not going to make them all happy. Within IBM, I've been in management a couple of times, and even there we found that the people you're working with, not necessarily in your department, but there's a whole world of people that are involved in the same projects you are. The job is not to necessarily make them like you, but to respect you, because it's only through the respect that you can hope to advance whatever the objectives of the company are, the group that you're working with. Presently, I'm treasurer of the Morro Coast Audubon Society, and we got a nice group of people on that board. In every case that I came away, more knowledgeable, and hopefully they got something out of the relationship as well.
Thank you.
The next question: How will you foster a climate of trust with the board and the community?
Well, I think. Integrity is about the only way you can do it that I know of, Carolyn. If you make commitments, you got to keep them. And if you're given a task and you accept it, one thing IBM did tell me, you go into an office with your manager and you have a disagreement, when one of you walks out of the office, that's implied acceptance of whatever the conditions were. Otherwise, you stay in there until you come to that point. But you don't get involved in interpersonal relationships. You don't get involved in finger-pointing. You deal in facts. You've got to have respect, but respect comes out of people being able to do or performing what they've already said they're going to do. And that counts for each and every. try it, Chris. It works.
Well, you know, I'm a manager, and I agree with that. I think that's a great. I think that's a great thought.
Well, I've used it, and there is positive results to go along with it.
But I digress.
Okay.
Do you have any specific ideas on how to ensure that the board, administration, and faculty remain fully committed to student welfare in decision making?
No, I really don't. I'm not going to beat you about the head and shoulders on this one. This is one of the things that I would hope to be able to get more insight into with membership on the board, but until I have more information, more experience, more exposure, I really don't. I think I could speculate, but I have nothing to back it up with.
Okay, that completes the questions that we'd prepared for this interview. But would you like to make any closing remarks on your own behalf? Anything you'd like to tell us about yourself? Or this is your time.
Well, I really haven't been bashful thus far in this process. after my wife retired from teaching, we moved down here about 5 years. And trying to find the metrics, because like Chris, I've been in management, and if you're going to manage, you first have to set objectives or goals of some kind. You have to have some kind of a metric to determine what kind of progress you're making toward that. And education is a real challenge. We've seen a whole raft of proposals on how to do that, and most are really very poor processes. The objectives may be good, but the implementation needs a lot of work. Some of which even the federal government is trying to impose upon us. And I'm not sure I buy into all of that right in its present form. I think No Child Left Behind, everybody agrees with that. But when you start implementing procedures that allow that encourage the adults involved, whether they're instructors or administrators or whomever, skewing results in order to satisfy the numbers expected by the federal government, the child is getting nothing out of this. Who's focusing on the welfare of the child as he comes through this expensive process that we've got going and ensuring that he's ready to move in and take Chris my place in management and organizations to continue to generate revenue? I did a little teaching after I left IBM, and we understand an idea. But more than that, it's a very selfish motivation. I want you to be successful in whatever career you pursue. I want you to make as much money as you can, because somebody's got to continue to pay into Social Security. And I am deadly serious when I say it is a selfish motivation. If we don't prepare our children to take over leadership in whatever role it is, we don't have much of a future. And when you look across the country, there are some gaping big holes out there. It has been delightful to watch the newspapers, and certainly there's problems that go on in anybody's school district. But this one does not seem to have near the problems that many of them do. Now, I don't know whether that's because of the personnel involved or whether you're that flush with money to solve problems by throwing money at it. That's the way we solved them in IBM for years. We can't do that anymore.
It's
but by
us.
And large, I guess I would it's say us. Whatever you do, if it works, keep it up.
Okay. Thank you very much. The
You're
board
welcome.
And the children, thank you for your interest.
Thank you.
Now I can sit back and watch Deborah. She okay.
Madam mm-hmm. President.
Thank you.
It's either that or really irritable interview.
No,
I'm writing a letter to the editor about peer pupil cost. I've just started it. My daughter's editing it. Relates to that topic.
Okay. Deborah Garcia, welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for your interest in serving on the district's governing board. The first question falls to me, and it is a two-part question. What do you see as the role of the Board of Education? And then what do you believe are the most important attributes of a school board member?
I see the role of the Board of Education as a guiding body for the administration, with the goal of the student uppermost in mind at all times and their quality education. The second part of your question was enthusiasm, dedication, organization, and again, having the student uppermost in mind as far as the education and the quality of education, well-rounded education. So,
okay, thank you.
Is there any specific issue or issues which motivated you to seek this position? And if so, what would that be or what would they be?
For me, the motivation of applying for this is I am a parent. I have two children in school in this district. One goes here at Los Osos and one goes to Morro Bay. We're strong advocates of education in our family. Feel it's very important to get not only a good education from an academic standpoint, but to be a well-rounded person. So we're proponents of, you know, the athletics, music, extracurricular activities. I think the school district's done an awesome job, and the schools in this area are wonderful, and I'd like to see them maintain that level, and they're awesome, and I'd like to be a contributing person.
What do you anticipate would be difficult about working with this board, on this board? And the second part is, what do you expect to enjoy?
I think what would be most difficult for me in working with the board would not be working with the board members themselves, but you can't make everyone happy. And the goal would be to, you know, do as much as possible for the district, knowing that you aren't going to make everyone happy in the community. What I would enjoy most is just knowing that I've contributed or been a contributor to the success or continued success of the district.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Deborah, please give specific examples of how you have worked with others on a major project. And major is open to your interpretation. we've had some of the candidates.
I'm trying to pick and choose members and coordination and organization. I was involved in that process. I think another project that I had major contributions to was in designing a software for a payroll and tax product. I was involved with working with a team from concept to functional report to writing the software. So I know that there's challenges that you don't anticipate. You try to organize and anticipate as many as possible, but I've been involved in several large projects.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Deborah, how would you foster climate of trust in three areas with the board and the community and the district?
I think for myself, having being open and receptive to ideas, I guess creating antagonisms between those various groups. So, I'm not sure if I answered that. I'm sorry.
She wasn't sure whether that answered your question.
Thanks.
Do you have any specific ideas on how to ensure that the board, administration, and faculty remain fully committed to student welfare in decision making?
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time. I'm processing.
It's okay. Do you have any specific ideas on how to ensure that the board, administration, and faculty remain fully committed to student welfare in decision making?
I can only think that there's accountability, whether that's the board or the faculty or
Okay, Deborah, that completes the questions that we had prepared for this evening.
Okay.
However, this is your opportunity. Is there anything you would like, would you like to make a closing remark on your behalf? Is there anything you'd like us to know about you? This is your time.
Okay. I'm just excited at the opportunity to apply for this board position. I am passionate about education for the kids. I think I bring my education and experience in business, which is important to things like budget. And with, you know, the budget cuts that the schools are often facing, I think what would be uppermost in my mind as far as a goal would be to maintain the quality of education the kids are receiving now or even improve it. I have a background with other school districts, and I think that gives me the opportunity to bring new ideas or at least investigate, you know, things that could be done better. I think it's great now, but I would like to have that.
Now, Ed, I'm not sure I understand the second part of it. We'll figure it out.
I suspect what we need to do is discuss our impressions of people.
Isn't there opening for other people to comment out there?
I don't know.
I thought that was supposed to be part of
public comment.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have to.
Yes. That's true. There is public comment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there any member of the public who would like to speak to the board? Okay, then. Seeing none.
No endorsement.
It's open to board discussion or board action.
Are we going to discuss? Discuss.
Sure.
I'm not ready to add scores up, so. I don't mind. Oh.
There's two people with microphones.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mrs. Dickinson.
Chris was first.
Go ahead, Adrian. I'm fine.
I'm considering abstaining since I can't decide. No two people are alike, and any person who would be on the board would be, I think, in this situation, a very good addition. So I thank you all and commend you all. Specifically, Patty, of course, is a standout because she's so experienced, and everyone I know loves her, and she's would hit the ground running because you know everything about the school district and being on the board. I want to say that, James, I really like your answer to the last question where, to me, you had the biggest purview on issues and, you know, I don't know, just kind of a widest view on that, which I kind of liked. With the year, you know, and I understand what you're saying, and I think that's very important when it comes to, you know, what everyone has said is part of the board's job is to talk about vision and create vision. I think all those years of experience, you know, are very important. I liked Craig with, I think having nobody on the board is a college professor right now. You know, we have a lawyer, we have retired teacher, current teacher, administrator,
Indian chief.
Yes. You know, I've heard your parent. The parent view is important. And then Deborah, being an English teacher, you speak well. I want to say that you come to the point. You know, you say things very clearly. So you're a good communicator. In your background, I liked your, of course, I agree with your emphasis on, you know, the wide range that's necessary for quality education. You mentioned, you know, art, music, at least in the things you turned in, the written things, and sports and all. It's not just academics, even though I know, you know, that's very important. And all your, you know, writing software and working in business I don't think we have a business person, do we? Oh, you're kind of in business. Oh, Dr. Olker. And I could go on and on. So I'm going to have to decide who to vote for while you guys all talk, but I think you're all wonderful. Thank you for coming. And don't forget, you know, there's elections coming up later, down the road.
Well, may I go ahead, Mrs. Brown?
Yes.
I just wanted to thank all the candidates for applying, and I do want to commend the thrill of running for election to you if you're not selected. It will change your life forever with my tracker liner or anybody else, but... our children are aging in the system. My son is in the same situation as Patty's daughter. They'll be graduating in a year and a half. And that doesn't mean we suddenly become less effective or less insightful as board members. It just means we need to be bringing folks in into the process like I was brought in and the rest of us up here were. And I hope your interest and enthusiasm for applying for this position will carry you over to considering not only running for a board position, but also being involved in district committees, which is really where you learn the nuts and bolts of the budget process. And once you've built a budget for a city, I'm sure you could do one for a school district, but it's a good learning ground. And the only regret that I would express to those of you who are not selected is that this is a terrific collection of folks, and it's really a wonderful opportunity to participate on this board, and I'm sorry that all of you won't be able to do it, because I think you all would bring something new and unique to the board, and I appreciate you being willing to apply, run for election.
Caroline.
I'm going to try not to repeat what anybody said before, so I'll just limit it to a couple of things. For the three of the four, the board with various groups for things, and I like that. I like the enthusiasm. I even wanted to hit him once, but I didn't, and he laughed.
When you're on the board.
But,
and that's normal.
But and I also said to him very honestly, I said my first vote is to Patty because I know her, I've worked with her. She came in probably the worst year on this board and took over and really, really began to shore us up. And if at this point she were in complete senility, I'd want to bring her back because a loyalty for that kind of drive and courage. Craig would just very strongly be my second choice, and not because, as Adrienne said, we don't need a college professor. I'm married to one, and most of the time he's full of, you know, stuff. Yeah, well, but then I'd also like to compliment very much James. Your last comment, you said the implementation of you were referring to No Child Left Behind, and you said the implementation of the objectives need to be considered and to be studied and to be real. And I was sitting here, I had just gone over last week, No Child Left Behind, and I thought, whoa, you're right on top. You said we need to out recently are some of the maintain and improve the standards of learning, the sports and special programs like arts, music, and home ec and shop, that we feel very strongly that these are very important to our students and want to do everything we can to make sure we keep them and keep them funded. And you went on and said the district has maintained these programs while other districts have been forced to eliminate them. And I thank you for that. And because of what you said here, I look at that and put a very big gold star on it. They're very thoughtful. But anyhow, I'm going to go ahead if nobody else has courage to do this. Oh,
well,
after you. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
I had comments. Did you have comments?
I think I might have some more comments.
Yeah,
okay. Are they in your pocket? Okay. I, too, want to thank everyone who applied for this position. It's very hard. I imagine it's very difficult to go through an interview process like this on camera. It shows a great deal of commitment and caring and interest to put yourself in that position, and I really applaud all of you. And any one of you could come in and be a very valuable contributing member. For my part, my perspective is that we have a short term here. We have a year, not quite a year and a half, and some issues that are up for us that the district would benefit by having somebody who could hit the ground running, that wouldn't have to be brought up to speed as typically a new board member is. There's just the education lingo is something that it takes a long time to learn what people are talking about. I've enjoyed very much working on the board with Patty Andreen, and I know she's someone who could come right back and move with the group as a full force. And so it would be my vote to appoint. Why would I want you to? But
the vigor of the process.
You're welcome to, and I encourage anyone to do this because it is, I think, one of the highest forms of community service. service to children is something that we can really feel proud of. So those are my comments. Oh, Chris, please.
Well, I know that my fellow board members have had some very nice things to say about all of you, and of course I would second all of those things. As somebody who's been on the board for 5 years, I feel like I've actually been on the board forever, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about getting along with people. I've learned a lot about hearing people. I've learned a lot about hearing people who have a lot to lose and a lot to gain. This district did face some significant and serious financial problems a few years ago. And we're very fortunate that our financial situation is such that we're not in that boat right now. Craig, I want to thank you for your positive willingness to serve. I think, you know, for you, I must say, serving on the way, I think you're understanding that we must be good listeners. And we have to be good listeners up here. But we also have to be good talkers, because we talk amongst ourselves and we make decisions amongst ourselves. I appreciate your planning skills. I could use somebody to come look at my house and, you know, take a look at the structure of my house. But I think the thing that I appreciated what you said too was looking at learning from others' experience. Patty, your knowledge of the board role, your support of the board goals, your support of the board vision, your fiscal understanding, your commitment to the schools. Something that's a key to me is that you have been coming to school board meetings. Although you were defeated for supervisor, I think you've shown your commitment to the schools in this area. You know, one of the things that you didn't talk very much about was your leadership in the proposed parcel tax vote that we ultimately chose not to do, but I think your understanding of the fiscal straits of school finance was really important. James, I was not kidding when I said I was musing about the closed doors. I think that, believe me, I will be remembering that. I think I appreciate your willingness to step up to the plate, your commitment to success, and I think the other people here talked about that a lot too. And I think perhaps one of your best qualities is that you're married to a former first grade teacher. And Deborah, bringing enthusiasm to our school board and to the position, same as Mr. Baltimore, as a parent, I know I'm a parent of a student at Morro Bay High School, bringing that parent perspective is really important. Your organizational skills must be phenomenal in order to run a city, because I know that the people that help run the cities are really the people that crunch the numbers. And I think that's great. But, you know, I am going to have to make the painful decision, and I am going to go ahead and I am going to make a motion. And the motion I'm going to make is that the board accept Patty Andreen. And the reason I'm going to go there is because Patty, I believe, has shown the commitment to the board and shown the knowledge of education, and in the past also shown the willingness to go do the kinds of things and do the hard labor that this board has to do. Again, I think, as my fellow board members have echoed, and I would echo the goals, I think some ways you can do that are to be involved with your PTAs if you're not already doing that. I think school site council is something that's open to everyone and something I would absolutely recommend, because what it teaches you is what is it that a school really does and how does the money really relate to the education of your students and your children. I would invite you to look at that as an opportunity. And then other board members have said I would invite all of you to participate in the different committees that the board has and become involved that way. I would also invite you to come to board meetings. And I would invite you to address the board, and I would invite you to look at the agendas and to come talk to us, because that's what we're here for. But I will make the motion that Patty Andreen be our next board member. And I would be interested if somebody would second that.
I'll second.
I just wanted to say, don't just get involved in your own schools. Write letters to the editor, not only of the Tribune, but the Times. And, you know, I think the broader the influence, the better. You know, not just little school sites, which are very important, but, you know, we need ideas. I think our country is starving for thinking or something. Lobbying. Mr. Unger here is, you know, becoming a lobbyist. And I think, you know, he could take you guys with him to Sacramento, you know, for the schools. Yeah, we need to lobby, definitely. The bigger the better on your influence.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
I call the question.
Okay. Mrs. Holmes, help. Is this a roll call vote, or is this just, okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Then it passes unanimously, and congratulations, Mrs. Andreen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I would like
us
to give a hand.
Yes. Yes. Mrs. Roger, if I could ask for a short recess to thank these people for that, and then perhaps we could do the second thing that we need to do this evening.
Okay, how about a five-minute recess?
You know, that's silly, isn't it?
Like you're going to use it at home. Bob? Bob? I stole it from Walt. We want Patty's good side, not Ed's.
Like this? Okay, so you want that one?
Patty's only got good side.
Okay. I'll take my glasses off since I don't have to read.
This is Andreen. I'll use your name as we read the oath so
okay.
that... if you would just repeat everything after
right.
me. And do you prefer the term swear or affirm?
I will affirm.
Okay.
I never swear.
Fair enough. I, Patricia Andreen.
I, Patricia Andreen.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
To the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
I am about to enter.
The duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yay! Okay, thank you. And if I can just say a word, I'm very proud to rejoin this board, and I look forward to it so much. And I will encourage those other candidates to come forward because it's so satisfying to serve on the board. And I sincerely hope that they will follow through and get involved because I think the board does need to bring in some new people. And sooner or later, I'm going to have to let go and just, you know, help some new people come on. And I would be happy to do that at some point. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Move adjournment.
Second.
Sorry, Chris.
Bob, we are adjourned.